I had a previous campus missionary. He'll remain nameless, but his initials are J-O.
You're listening to the UGA BCM podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome back to the podcast that is the University of Georgia's Baptist Collegiate Ministries Unscripted. Today, we're going to talk about what makes a good meeting with a student. And because we're talking about what makes a good meeting with a student, you're going to find out all our tips about best places to go eat. So, with that said, it's been a great time at BCM here lately. We've had a lot of good things going on. Had a kid get saved a couple weeks ago, and we've had a lot of new students come in, and so been taking them to lunch, taking them to coffee, got meetings set up coming up. So, Carson, what makes a good meeting with a student?
Well, I always pick the best coffee places to go. So, honestly, any time that I can pay for a student's coffee or lunch, that's what makes the best meeting, Tommy. So,
if they're free.
Yeah, if they're free. Because, you know, it's also free for me, so...
Ryan, since all Carson wants is to have a free meal or a free coffee, what makes a good meeting for you?
I would say definitely like just good conversation. Because you meet with some students and it's, you know, you're trying to, like, you're having to take a pickaxe and just pry away at it, everything. But there are some students where conversation just flows naturally. Those are the best meetings, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's good. So when you have a meeting with a student, one of the things that you're trying to do early on, and if you're one of our students listening to this, you've heard me say this probably even to some of you when I've met you for the first time, is you're trying to sort of take a quick snapshot of like where they're at spiritually, right? Like where are you at spiritually? Because we're trying to figure out, is this person a follower of Jesus? And if they're not, we want to be able to share the gospel with them. What are your go-to questions to sort of figure out where a student is spiritually? What are your go-to questions?
Well, my first question I ask is, like, how did you hear about the BCM, usually? And then I go into, are you going to church anywhere?
Right.
And so then they talk more about, so then you can kind of see, like, are they plugged in at BCM? Are they plugged in at a church anywhere? Where they're attending, if they're a part of any discipleship strategies in either ministry. So you can kind of see that. And then I'll kind of say, like, maybe I'll share a little bit of my story.
Yeah.
And then I'll kind of say, like, oh, like, what's your experience with that? Or... when did, you can kind of gauge too if someone like has like is a believer, is a Christian, and has a testimony, you know, you can kind of gauge where that is. So you just kind of gauge that you're questioning based on their answers, and usually I can get them to answer that question. So
yeah, that's good. I think if you're listening to this, like, the truth is we're trying to mobilize students on a daily basis to meet new people on campus, right? There's 40,000 students almost, and so you're trying to mobilize students to meet new students. And one of the things that's difficult sometimes is for students knowing how to have some of these conversations. So hopefully this is actually can be a little bit of a tool other than like, hey, here's some good places to go eat. But I think knowing some questions to ask is good. For me, I usually try to listen to what they share on the front end. And then I'll try to ask some prodding questions about where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
And once they begin to share about where they're from, their family, how many siblings they have, etc., just naturally, it sort of leads into the question of, hey, well, did you go to church anywhere back home?
Right.
Right. And so that I think that's my go-to question is like, well, did you go to church anywhere back home? Have you found a church here? Right. I met a student last night. Right? Mm-hmm. Met a student last night at the BCM. And so if you're listening to this, you know I'm talking about you, but I won't drop your name, I promise. And I asked her, I said, hey, have you found a church here yet? Right? And so part of that is because part of our mission is to connect students with local churches. But part of that also, too, really is you're trying to find out where a student may be spiritually in their walk with Christ or if they have a walk with Christ. So that's always tends to be a good question I ask. The other thing that I'll say that I try to do is I try to find a way to connect with their story and connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
For me, you guys know, obviously, if they begin to talk about sports or something like that, then we're going to have a connection and we're probably going to get sidetracked for a little while in that conversation. But I also like to ask them where they went to high school. Because I did coach high school ball for a while, I know a lot of schools around the state of Georgia. And so a lot of times I'll try to like connect something that I know about that school with them. Like, oh, so is that in this town or is that here or there? Especially if they tell me they're from like some random school that nobody knows a lot about. So just trying to find that local connection, but then also ask them, hey, well, you know, this teacher or this coach or this whoever. But then also asking them, hey, where'd you go to church back home? It's kind of like a spiritual triage, if that makes sense. Ryan, how do you try to connect with students and ask those questions to figure out where they're at?
I would say it's probably the same way that you said with connecting students.
Yeah, I think both. How do you connect with students? Yeah. Like, how do you sort of strategically sort of try to connect with students? And then also, like, how do you do spiritual triage?
Yeah, on the connection side, I'd say I really focus on, like, you know, like, what their, like, major is currently. Since I'm still, you know, kind of close to that. I only graduated a year ago. I have friends that have, you know, done almost every major here on campus. So I try and connect with them that way, and then I'll kind of segue it into the whole high school thing like you do normally. From a spiritual triage standpoint, I usually do the same thing that Carson does. Like, I'll start, I'll be like, hey, like, what, like, why, like, why'd you come to the BCM? Like, what brought you there? You know, if somebody invited you, you know, who is it that invited you? How do you know them? And then just through there, I'm able to really segue that conversation into, you know, what is their walk with Christ, if they have one? Yeah. What does it look like right now?
Yeah, that's good. What questions do you find students ask you about the BCM or just in general about Athens or UGA? Because I usually typically will say, hey, do you have any questions for us or for me? What do you get? And does it depend on the time of the year?
Yeah, for sure.
It's way different, like, beginning of the year, like in August.
Right.
Compared to now.
Yeah. Yeah, how's it different?
Beginning of the year, they really want to know, like, you know, why are we not a church? Like,
yeah.
You know, what is a campus ministry? Like, how are y'all different than the other campus ministries on campus? Like, you know, why are you not all just the same or just one big thing? Yeah. It's more questions like that versus, you know, later in the year, it's more personal questions like, so, like, what do you do for BCM? Like, what do you actually, like, do on a weekly basis?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which sometimes I don't really know how to answer.
Yeah, because it depends. It depends on the week. Depends on what's going on.
I always say, I get that question a lot from students. They're like, so what do you do? And I say, a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
A lot of meetings.
Yes.
That's always my go-to.
That's good.
A lot of, at the beginning of the year, too, students ask about different churches because they're visiting all the different churches in the area. And so then I'll, like, get them, you know, connected with someone who goes to this church or that church that they're thinking about.
Right.
And I know people that go to almost every church that we, you know, partner with. So I can, like, help them kind of figure out where they might want to go and visit. So that's really cool. And then, like, as the year goes along, I have a lot of students ask how they can get involved, which is really cool. So, you know, how can we get involved? How can we help? How can I do this? And, you know, we start having opportunities for them to do that, like with the worship team, small groups, like any of our events they can help with, things like that.
Load in, load out.
Set up and strike.
Yeah, I think one of the questions I will get asked sometimes at the beginning of the year, and it's always a hard one. There's two hard questions that I get asked at the beginning of the year. The first one is typically when a student will sort of open-endedly ask, so can you tell me about some of the churches in the area? And I'm like, how long do you got?
Yeah. Right?
Like, how long do you have? What are you looking for exactly? So that's always a tough one. The other one that is, I think, tough that I've been asked, usually I'm asked a handful of times each year, especially at the beginning of the year, is, so if I'm going to visit multiple campus ministries, who else would you suggest I visit? And I'm always like, well, I don't want to tell you, right? Like, you don't need to visit anywhere else. But that's a hard one, you know? Like, that's legitimately a hard one because, like, you're trying to give students an honest, you know, some honest opportunities. And obviously there's campus ministries on campus that align more with us than others do. And so I'm trying to give them some honest options out there. You know, typically, like, I'll mention Crew is one that they can visit if they don't, you know, find community with us or whatever. So, that's always a hard one though. Cause I have to, you know, the first one is like, wow, there's so many options. The second one is like, sort of humbles you as a campus minister. You're like, oh yeah, we're not the only option in town, right? Like, but you want the students to get solid biblical teaching.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're not going to necessarily name drop places that may not align, you know, with an inerrant view of Scripture. Yeah. Right. And so, yeah, so that's a tough one. Best places. This is where it gets fun. Best places to eat. Best places to eat when you take a student somewhere. Like, what's your go-to places to take someone to eat?
Depends on the meeting.
Oh goodness, really?
Oh yeah. If it's like if it's a student that's a part of our ministry that's like on leadership.
Yeah.
That I like consistently meet with. Like I have to switch it up. Yeah. But also like I'm not just gonna like. It depends. Like if it's a brand new student, I'm taking them to Tacos Los Plebes because they haven't had tacos as good as Tacos Los Plebes in their entire life. I just know they haven't. Like, right. Unless they are from Mexico, they haven't had as good tacos.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's true.
Speaking of, we should like get sponsorships for this one. Like we should go.
We really should. Yeah. We promote Tacos Los Plebes so much.
They just opened a second location on 441.
Have they opened it yet, or they're about to?
I don't know if it's open yet, but there's gonna be a second location.
Yes. That's amazing.
You know what Tyler told me yesterday? What
did he tell you?
That one is on the way, like back from Maysville.
Uh-huh.
He said, so I'm gonna be stopping there every Sunday after church.
The 441.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow,
yes.
That's crazy.
Come on.
Yeah, I think Tacos Los Plebes is one. I haven't had it in a while, believe it or not, which is odd.
Mm.
But lately I've been on a Mediterranean Grill kick. Which is interesting.
I still haven't been there.
Yeah, they give you so much food, and it's pretty cheap. You get that businessman special, and like students are like, "Why is there so much food on my plate?" You know, like so. And they've got that back room's kind of chill. It's close to campus. Students' schedules sort of drive sometimes where we can go, right? Yeah. So I've done Cali and Tito's probably way too many times this year with us not having a building on campus. That's actually one of the things that's been affected, is that in the past, it was just meet me at the building. They could park there. We'd literally hop in the car and drive, like, to wherever we wanted to, anywhere around Athens, right?
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, there's no building to meet at. There's nowhere to park, right? Yep. And so now it's like, okay, you need to meet me somewhere. And so places that are closer to campus have become like prime realty, right, for us, or prime eating plate realty. Yeah. That I don't know if that made sense. Prime realty, you know what I mean, right?
Like Takiyara Tsunami downtown.
Yeah, that's a good one. Cali and Tito's again, just because you've got bus stop options over there, pretty close to it, and then you've got
it's
walking distance, so that's been a good one. Weather matters with Cali and Tito's, though. The whole outdoor seating, not always a lot of space inside.
Yeah.
But then it's loud outside. You sit by a fan.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of variety to the menu. So that's nice. That's nice.
Cali and Tito's is hard for us, though, on the standpoint with the receipts.
Well, they've gotten better, though.
Have they?
It's gotten better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gotten better. Yeah, they've went to a new system.
Okay.
The older seats where you had to ask for like whatever they typed into the old little setup they had.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough. Like I'd have to write out exactly, you know, that was tough. But they've gotten better now, so that's good. For a while, Cali and Tito's was cash only. That was a whole different animal.
Mm.
Like that was crazy. I was like, ooh, okay. I'd love to go to Cali and Tito's, but I do not want to have to go get cash to pay for this.
Right? I'll tell you what, though. I know for a lot of students, it's easier just to meet on campus.
Yes.
But if a student tells me that they can drive or that they, like, can meet me somewhere else, it's probably the best text I've gotten all day.
Because
I eat at Tate way too much.
Yeah, I also feel like there's something important about helping a student to experience Athens, Georgia.
That's true. You know? That is true, too, yeah.
Yeah, like why do I want to eat at Tate or at a dining hall when I meet with a student? When they eat there every day, right?
You know how many new people, like, people I've taken to Kava who have never been there?
That's a good one.
And they always say, like, wow, thank you so much for showing me this place.
Highly underrated.
Yes.
And it feels healthy. I don't know if it really is, but it feels healthy.
It's definitely healthy. Don't tell me it's
I don't know.
Don't tell me
when you get the the little fried strips thrown in there.
Well, I can't eat those.
Oh, yeah. But when you add that, I don't think it's that healthy. And it also depends on how much sauce you put in it, you know?
Yeah.
I think Gusto is better than Cava.
No.
The place next door? Yes, 100%.
Gusto never, is
I
not.
I have never eaten Gusto.
You should. You would like it. You would like Gusto.
It's way healthier, so it's, like, less flavorful.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not. It is plenty flavorful.
Listen, here's my take. Having a building has meant that all the, those little restaurants along Baxter right there on the right.
Mm-hmm.
What's all right there?
Cicero's.
Canes.
Yeah, Canes. That one vegan restaurant.
No, we're not talking about that. I never set foot in the vegan restaurant. But the little sandwich place that's right there by Cicero's.
Jimmy John's?
No.
It's, yeah, that's the sandwich shop.
No, the other one right there. It's got sandwich and pizza and all that stuff.
Oh, I don't. Oh, Nukes.
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 Yes.
Oh, Nukes is good.
When we had a building, the amount of times I ate Sucheros and Nukes, insane. Like, just insane. Mm. Especially when people were like, yeah, I only got an hour.
Yeah.
And you're like, we can literally almost run to this place. Like, let's just go, boom, yeah. Park, roll in there. So, that's been, you know, I think I get on kicks, too. I get on kicks.
Well, Canes is becoming less of an option to take students to because they're booting in that parking lot next to it now.
They are. That is a very good point.
Aiden and I found out the hard way.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you were talking about it depends on what the meeting's for.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever invite you to the place, it means it's going to be a little more expensive. And it means that, like, I'm probably about to ask you to do something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, that's my, hey, you going to lead a small group next year? That's my, why haven't you applied for leadership yet?
Is it a bait and switch?
No. That's my, your pastor sent me a message and said, you're coming to campus, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we're going to take you to eat a really good meal at the place and get you connected. Yeah. So that's a good one though. That's a little more high end.
You never took me to the place.
I
never took me to the place.
Wow.
Hold on. You went to the place with me earlier this year when we took a student.
We did take a student.
Yes. Yeah. So that's true. I never took you to the place there, Ryan.
No.
Okay. I had a previous campus missionary. He'll remain nameless. But his initials are J-O. And I'm pretty sure, like, I had to tell him, I was like, look, you can't just take everybody to the place. Like, that was, like, his favorite place. I was like, you're killing our budget. You cannot just take everybody to the place. So, yeah. So, that's tough, though.
That's good.
That's tough.
Remember that Halloween video that he did?
Yes.
We showed it to people last night when we were packing up here at Beach Haven. It was great.
Yeah.
It was nice. Awesome.
We watched that in the Mr. BCM video.
Yep. Wow. Wow, the things that have happened in that old building. Yeah. That's crazy. We'll have to make new videos. Definitely not a Halloween video, though, in the new building.
Why not?
Yeah, it won't be.
Well, the new building isn't haunted like the old one was.
Mm. I don't think the old one was haunted. I just think there was some crazy stuff that went down in the old one.
That's true.
That's true.
Some crazy stuff that went down. So, all right. So when we have a conversation with a student, where you pick to eat matters. You want to try to introduce them to a little bit of something that's... I try to hit local places, you know, like something local. As much as possible. There's a few barbecue places in town we'll try to hit. And the other thing I think too is like you want to hit a place where that you can actually sit down and have like a good conversation and not feel like you're being rushed, feel like the crowd is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's important. And then the other thing is that like when you have that conversation, you never know where it's gonna go, especially if you've never met a student.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's you're just getting to meet somebody and you're shooting the breeze for 30 minutes or an hour and that's how the conversation goes. And there's other times where students begin to tell you their story and they begin to, you know, sometimes they get emotional or sometimes like, you know, you're like, so you always want to take that into consideration when not every place is created equal for a student meeting, I guess is what I'm saying. Like we were literally talking earlier, like the easiest place in the world to meet really is Tate.
Yeah.
But there are so many students around.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're trying to meet with a student and you don't know where that conversation is going to go. Or sometimes it's a student that you know you're having to meet with them to have some hard conversations. And the last thing you want to do is meet in a place where that you're going to have a dozen of your other students walk by.
And say, hey, which is fine. But
yeah, it's
like,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creates a
Yeah. But if I'm talking to you about some struggle that you're dealing with, like, you know, you don't want your buddy that doesn't know about it to walk by and be like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Right as you're like
starting to cry
out your heart. You know? Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So we've mentioned, give me your number one underrated place to eat in Athens. Most underrated. I got one, so I'm waiting on y'all.
I don't know. I'm not really like a restaurant person.
Come on, how do you have this job and not be a foodie? I literally have to work out every single day so that I can do this job and not be the size of a whale. You know, like legitimately. Like they didn't tell you that like you end up drinking coffee and eating with students all the time.
I just make wise choices about what I get at those restaurants, Tom.
Okay. All right.
I also can't eat like you can.
That's true. That's true. But you work out too. So
like, I do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like Calientito's personally, but I don't feel like it's underrated. I feel like it's kind of overrated, actually. Yeah, but I really like it, though.
People either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
They really
And it's kind of pricey.
It's too well known.
And people know about it. Exactly. So I can't say that. So I don't know. Y'all What's go yours? First.
Doggone good barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I've heard you talk about that.
In downtown Athens. It is literally a hole in the wall, and it is so good. I mean, it is so good. Doggone good bar. So, have y'all been to Doggone Good Barbecue?
No,
I don't think so.
It's reasonable. It's reasonable. They've got like some specials, and I mean, it is one of those where you walk in and you tell them what you want, and I mean, it's just
you.
It is.
You took Eric there the other day.
I did take.
He Eric. Said it was really good.
It is. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's so good. I told Eric. I said, Eric, when we drive up, you're gonna go. Tommy's trying to get me sick. And then we're going to walk in and we're going to eat the food and you're just going to be mind blown. And he was like, you were right. This is amazing. So Doggone Good Barbecue. That's most underrated.
I like it.
I have mine.
Okay, go for it.
I remembered. It is Ahi downtown over there on the corner. It's a hibachi place. Really? Have you been there?
No.
You've never been there?
No.
So I can only eat it like maybe once a semester.
Uh-huh.
And I get 3 meals out of it. That's how much food it is. Well, it's because it's a lot of rice. But I just literally get... And it's also one of those places you walk in and you're like, let me see y'all's, like, health score thing, you know? Because you're like, I feel like I'm actually going to get sick from this.
Right.
Or from the way... From the looks of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Super good, though. Super hole in the wall. No one really knows about it. Have you had it, Ryan?
No, I don't think so.
It's it's hibachi, but they also have like pho and whatever, like ramen or whatever that is. Yeah. But everyone always gets just like a teriyaki chicken plate. Yeah. And it's just like rice and chicken and vegetables. And like they, if you eat there, they give you your own like literally like 2-foot tall bottle of like yum yum sauce.
Really?
And I just cover my plate in it.
Ahi. And it's on the corner.
Yeah. But don't get it. You have to eat there. If you get it to go, they only give you little dishes of the yum yum sauce. Uh-huh. They don't give you enough.
Okay.
So you have to eat there. And it's pretty reasonable.
Really?
It's like $12.
Really?
For a plate.
It's not bad. Ryan, what you got?
I'm trying to see this.
Are you doing research, Ryan?
No. There was a place downtown that I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
So I got 2. One of them's less underrated.
Okay.
This is like fancier, uh-huh. You know, like, you know, I'm about to like ask you to do a favor.
Yes.
You know, restaurant San Angel, restaurant, the Mexican restaurant right up here.
Yeah.
They have
it's high end Mexican.
It's high end Mexican, but they got they have some burritos that you can get. You can get a quesadilla burrito or you can get a pizza burrito.
Yes.
It is so good. The sauce that goes with it is incredible. It's so good.
So the guys that own that, the family that owns that, they own La Cabana in Watkinsville, and they also own the Mexican restaurant at Wire Park.
Nice.
And so this is their latest restaurant that they've opened, and everywhere that they like, it's so good. So yeah, definitely, that's a good one.
Good.
What else you got?
That's good.
What else you got?
The one that's like, you know, close to campus, like I can meet you, I can take you there, Bruxy, downtown. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, but I can't eat the rest of the day. That's the problem.
That's true. Like, Brooks, you have to be incredibly like intentional with what you eat there.
Fried chicken, yeah, and like it is. It's like a chicken and waffles place.
But like, they also do like special like waffle fries. But yes, like it's really really good. But like you have to be incredibly intentional about what you eat there, or you're not eating the rest of the day.
Me and Josh Davidson. So Josh Davidson used to be my dude when it came to like going to eat at random places, right?
Yeah.
And me and Josh Davidson went down there and ate one time. And I am telling you, like, it was so good. I got, like, their chicken and waffles thing that had, like, I think it had, like, a fried egg on it and, like, maple syrup. Like, it was so ridiculously good. And I got fries on top of that. And so, literally, like, I could feel it. Not, like, feel sick, just feel full. Like, I could feel it for, like, the next day and a half. Like, I was I was like, This is just a whole nother level, but it is good. It is good. So, best local place.
Yeah. So their featured item is called the Super Cluck. It is a waffle taco that has a piece of fried chicken in it with bacon, cheddar cheese, sriracha mayo, and a sunny side egg.
That's That was it.
It's awesome.
That was it. Yeah, that was it. That's what I got. Local place under the radar that none of the students know about. And we are sitting currently at our office at Beach Haven, right? And there are some middle-aged to senior adult people at Beach Haven that are going to, if they heard this, they would get really mad at me. So I'm glad they probably don't listen to our podcast. But I was introduced to it here at Beach Haven. And you very rarely see college students there. But Brett's.
Yes.
Brett's.
Yes. It's so good. It's so good. I really love it.
Is that the casual American?
Yes.
And you walk off 78? You walk in and there's a blackboard on the wall, and their entire menu covers the entire wall.
Yep.
And it's really overwhelming. I had lunch with Pastor Rob there back a few weeks ago.
Nice.
And every time I go in, like, I know what my go-tos are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're shrimp tacos out of this world. Right. But I walk in and I was like, what do I want today? Their burgers, top notch. Like, I've never had anything there that I've been disappointed with.
Yeah.
But you very rarely see college students there.
That's true.
Yeah. When I was working here at Beach Haven back in the day, I took some college students there, and I'll never forget. I mentioned it to Phil Sheffield, who goes here to Beach Haven and used to do a lot of stuff with our college ministry with ski trips and lake retreats and all that kind of stuff. And Phil looked at me and was like, Tommy, you gotta quit taking all those college kids to the local place. You know, like, he was like, real gruffly voice. And I was like, what? And he was like, that's our secret, you know? Cause you very rarely see college students there, but it is top notch.
It's so good.
It's top notch. It's just far enough away from campus. People don't realize it.
Mm-hmm. My freshman year, Chandler Watson, he's going to be here next week, so shout out. Maybe that's where we should take him to lunch next week.
Maybe so.
Since he introduced me to it my freshman year.
Yes, that'd be so a great good. Place. That would actually be a great place to take them, yes. So Brett's, there you go. That is also not a bad place actually to meet with someone either.
It's true.
Because the way the tables are set up and you got the booths, like and even they got a little outside seating when it's nice. Like, it's a good place to meet, and you're likely not going to run into college students.
Yep.
Which means if you got to talk about something serious, right? I think what we've discovered today is this, right? So I'm about to give a little secret about, since we're at Beach Haven, about Beach Haven. So when you're at Beach Haven, at least this is the way it was back in the day, if you ever got called into a meeting that was in the library, you knew it was a serious meeting, right? It's like, uh-oh, library meeting. So what I'm realizing is if a student is listening to this, based on where we ask them to go to lunch with us, they can figure out like the level of seriousness of the 100%. Meeting. Is that what I'm hearing?
100%.
If you get nothing else from today, the place you choose matters.
It's true.
The place you choose matters.
That is so vague.
What's vague about that?
It's just in general, like, the place you choose matters. It sounds does. Like something you would read, like, on a sign in Home Goods.
It sounds like something you would read on a cookie after you eat Chinese food.
That sounds like cookie. Some vague statement you would make if, like, when you preached at Archer Tree last year. Like, the place you choose matters.
Yeah.
That's not vague in
that
sense. Well,
because you're talking about
church. That's not vague in that sense. You're talking campus ministries and churches. But it's true, right? The place you choose matters.
It applies in all aspects of life.
It does.
The place you choose matters.
Yeah, and when it comes to meals, you know what? If I invite you to the place or I invite you to Brett's, then we're probably going to have more of a private, serious conversation, right?
Yeah.
But if I invite you to Tacos Los Plebes, it's because you've never either had it, or we're going to be chill, or like, you know, it's just a different level. It's just a different level.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Secret's out.
Secret's out.
Secret is out.
Secret's out. So next time, guys, we ask you to lunch, ask us where you want us, where we want to go, and if we say, oh, it doesn't matter, you pick. Well, you know, we just want to hang out and check in. But if we say, hey, meet us downtown at the place. Hey, let's drive out to Brett's. Then you know we got something serious to talk about.
Yep.
So I got nothing else for you. Our 30 minutes are up. I know that was kind of all over the place. But what I will tell you is this. One of the coolest things we get to do in campus ministry is connect with students. And it's really what makes this job so much fun. And that does come with drinking a bunch of coffee. And that does come with eating a lot of lunches. And meals with students. But I truly believe that's some of the best opportunities we have to really impact their lives, to really impact their lives with the conversations that we have. So next time you're in Athens, you're looking for somewhere good to eat, you can check out one of these places we mentioned, or just hit us up and we'll tell you about probably another dozen you can figure out as well. The great thing about Athens is you can eat somewhere different almost every single time you go out with someone for the course of a year, and it makes it fun. It is a foodie's dream. It's a foodie's dream, and it's a campus minister's dream or campus missionary's dream. So, hey, with that said, go Dawgs. Eat well this week. We'll see you on Monday night.